Hey, since the LA riots are getting out of control and they're starting to spread to other cities, New York, Austin, Dallas, etc., and also this coming Saturday, they're probably going to explode in 20 plus cities across the country. I thought I would give you a quick overview of self-defense and try to save you a bunch of time on what to get and where to practice your skills. If you're concerned about, you know, chaos or anarchy or violence coming to your neighborhood or wherever you happen to live, I mean, there is a scenario I talked about where this whole civil war situation escalates and then radical left-wing Marxists who hate America, they start taking out the power grid substations and they could plunge entire cities into darkness. And that would cause a massive wave of American refugees to flee these cities. Cities like, you know, Houston, let's say, or it could be cities like Denver. It could be, you know, New York City, it could be LA, whatever. So we could see waves of refugees across America, and that would put a lot of pressure on rural areas. And although, of course, most Americans would not be instantly, you know, violent criminals, of course. They're just, maybe if they're fleeing a city that where the power grid has gone out, these are people that are seeking help with food and water and shelter and emergency medicine and things like that. And of course, you and I, we will help as many people as we can. But the longer the situation goes on, then the more desperate people become. And then you start to get more and more of, you know, impolite behavior, we'll say, looting, stealing, looking for food, you know, carjackings, things like that. And that's even previously polite people can become, you know, desperate lawbreakers under the right circumstances. You as well, you know, all of us. It's if it becomes life or death, if you're starving to death and you see a retail store with, you know, some food in there and you are literally starving to death, you're probably going to break in there and try to get some of that food, even though you know it's against the law. So, you know, famine makes people do crazy things. And famine breaks down the politeness of society. So let me just quickly cover what I've learned about firearms and defense and training, especially for those of you listening on the older side. If you haven't done a lot of training with firearms and you feel like, hey, I need to get one, I need to know what to do, let me give you some tips. The first thing to realize is that you're going to need more than one firearm. The common setup is to have a Glock or a Glock-like pistol. Could be an M&P Shield or whatever. Could be a Palmetto State Armory Glock or a Glock Glock. Like I carry a Glock 43 right now or the a customized version from Shield Arms. You can go there. You can reach them at shieldarms.com, by the way. I'll mention them again because they also offer a pistol, sort of an AR-15 pistol that I recommend. But nevertheless, I carry a Glock 43, an extended customized version. And I really recommend this pistol for men and women alike because it's thinner than the old Glock 19s, easier to carry, easier to conceal. And in my case, even though I'm a pretty large person, you know, I'm over 6 feet tall, I find that even with my hand size, I like the smaller frame of the Glock 43. I think it's a 43X is the official model. Anyway, check out shieldarms.com and you can use discount code Ranger to save, I think it's $50 off of a rifle there if you want to check them out. And they've got the extended steel magazines. See, the reason I stopped carrying Glock for many years is because the polymer mags, the catch on them that keeps the magazine in the gun would wear out if it rattled over time because I carry daily, every day, without exception. And so those mags would drop out. So if you carry a Glock, don't carry polymer mags. Carry steel mags. And the place to get the steel mags is Shield Arms. But remember that you're going to need to learn how to shoot an AR-15 rifle as well. And especially for those of you who are on the older side, or if you're a female listening to this, you may not have the shoulder strength of a male. And so I strongly recommend AR-15 pistols with folding braces or an extendable arm brace, which is still shorter than a regular rifle stock. So the nice thing about an AR-15 pistol is it can have a much shorter barrel than the normal 16-inch barrel. And a lot of people use a 12-inch barrel, and then they use a folding arm brace or, you know, an extending arm brace. And that makes a perfect size for a person who doesn't have a large upper body strength or just a smaller framed person, which often includes a lot of women and a lot of elderly people. And yes, an elderly person can easily handle an AR-15 pistol in that configuration. It barely kicks at all. And with just a little bit of training, you can be far more accurate with an AR-15 pistol or rifle than you can be with a Glock pistol. Rifles are easier to learn to shoot, faster to get up to speed, far more accurate, and they have, of course, far more range. And if you have to choose a caliber for an AR-15 pistol, I recommend 300 Blackout, not the standard 5.56 rounds, but 300 Blackout because of its versatility, and it tends to cycle better in the shorter barrels that you would have with an AR-15 pistol. So you can check out, there are some folding models of this with arm braces at shieldarms.com. Another brand that I recommend is Sig Sauer. The Sig rifles, the MCX rifles, I own several of those. I have a lot of experience with them. They're heavier up top, so they require even more upper body strength, but they can be fired in the folded position because, you know, they have a totally different recoil mechanism and a bolt carrier system compared to a standard mil-spec AR-15. So anyway, Sig Sauer rifles can get crazy expensive, that's for sure. Anyway, this is a good time to get squared away with your rifle, your pistol, and also if you're looking at ballistic body armor, you can find my links to those affiliate partners at rangerdeals.com. Just go to rangerdeals.com. I've got ballistic vests there. I've got a link to Shield Arms with the discount code. What else do I have? Oh yeah, 1791 gun leather. I gotta show you that, man. It's incredible. I've been using the same holster now for, what's it been? Year and a half, almost 2 years, without breaking it. That's because it's made out of leather, but it's custom formed to my pistol. And it's been fantastic. And there's a discount code there on rangerdeals.com. If you want holsters that are really, really reliable and that hold up, that's your answer right there. 1791 Gun Leather is the company. Their stuff actually, it actually works. It's amazing. That's why I promote them, because I went through like 10 holsters over a few years and kept breaking them just by wearing them. You know, a lot of holsters don't hold up to actually everyday carry, but these do from 1791. All right. Anyway, stay safe, everybody, and check your local laws. Make sure that you're you know, abiding by laws when it comes to body armor or rifles or pistols or what have you, or suppressors. You know, I often say, yeah, I own suppressors, I own guns and rifles and whatever, but it's all legal. I don't do any illegal stuff. I don't have like drop-in full auto triggers because that's illegal. I don't have illegal suppressors. I don't do that stuff. Keep it all legal. But even in the legal realm, you can get really well prepared. And what you're missing is not a full auto trigger or something silly like that. What you're missing is practice time on the range. You just need better skills. You know, I've said before, when I was timing my own trigger, I was easily firing, 4 to 5 rounds a second on an AR-15. That's fast enough, you know? you probably can't even, you know, choose targets that quickly. So you don't need crazy illegal stuff. You just need practice for the most part. So get proper training, get safety training, you know, follow all the rules of firearms, assume they're always loaded, you know, don't sweep people with the barrels, etc. Be smart, be safe, follow the law, and be prepared. You can also check out more of my videos on preparedness topics, including firearms and more, at prepwithmike.com. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. Thank you for listening. Take care.
The super volcano Mount Etna is erupting again. So far, the eruption has been rather small, although still impressive, pushing clouds up to 4 kilometers skyward. But if it actually experiences a full eruption, then it would eject so much particulate matter into the atmosphere that it would block sunlight around the entire world for a year or even longer. I don't mean 100% of sunlight, but it would diminish enough light to cause crop failures all over the world. It would shorten growing seasons by effectively lowering temperatures everywhere that crops are grown. So the food supply that normally feeds the world would suffer a catastrophic collapse. And this has happened before. I forgot the year. It was like 1817. Tamburo, and it caused what was called the year without a summer in the UK. So far away, halfway across the world, a year without a summer, and crops failed all over the world back then. Well, at that time, the population was a small fraction of the current population of the world. So if this eruption gets worse, we're in a dire situation. Well, we want to help support you and offer you solutions to help you get ready for this. You obviously need to have a food supply. We've got that available right now, laboratory tested, certified organic, at healthrangerstore.com. We've got right now the Ranger buckets, 536 servings, certified organic, emergency storable food supply in rugged polyethylene buckets. And then inside the bucket, each food item is packed in a, what we call a brick. It's a compressed, vacuumed, extra thick container that makes it kind of like a thin brick shape, which also has additional long-term storage capabilities. So these things, this is why we could ship these to North Carolina as we did last year. We can ship them there, but we're not afraid of rain. Even if it rains on these, it doesn't destroy the food inside. There's no cardboard, there's nothing to get soggy, and it's also essentially rodent-proof, except for maybe bears. If you have a bear problem, you know, you've got bigger issues. But for most rodents, they can't get into these buckets at all. So very handy there. Now, we're also on the verge of a potential nuclear conflict with Russia right now as the situation heats up with Ukraine. Ukraine's kind of stuck in the middle, but the NATO leaders want war, and some of the crazy, insane, warmongering neocons in the U.S. government, they want war too. They want war with Russia. They want war with Iran. They always seem to want war, you know, because the right people profit from it. Well, we don't want war, but we want you to be ready if there is a war. So I've got samples on my desk here. We've got nascent iodine right there at the bottom in the bottles available. And we have Iosat, which is the FDA approved potassium iodide supplements. If there's any kind of a fallout scenario, nuclear terrorism, nuclear war, you name it, you definitely want to have a good supply of iodine to protect your thyroid. If you lose your thyroid from typically, you know, radioisotopes of cesium, such as cesium-137 or iodine-131 would be the one that goes right to the thyroid. But I mean, I mentioned cesium because that is more of a systemic impact on the body, very toxic with a half-life of 29 years in that case. Radioactive iodine only has a half-life of about 7 days, but if you don't have iodine protection for your thyroid, then your thyroid gets destroyed. And then without your thyroid, your life is miserable, because nothing works. You don't have energy. You can't sleep right. You know, without your thyroid, your body is a wreck. So protect your thyroid with iodine. This can also be used in moderate amounts as a daily iodine supplement. And I'm not saying take the dropper or drink the bottle. No, that would not be recommended. It's like a drop or two. Read the label. It's a very tiny amount of iodine that you need each day. I mean, it's actually in micrograms. So you don't have to overdo the iodine, but it is good to have the right amount in your body and not have an iodine deficiency. We've got iodine and Iosat available at healthrangerstore.com. Go there right now. Here on the homepage, you can see everything that we've got available, some of the different featured products, including right now Hawaiian astaxanthin and many other products as well. We've got lots, you know, a new batch of turmeric also. which is incredibly beneficial in so many ways. So check it all out, healthrangerstore.com. And thank you for watching. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. Take care.